All right, joining us now is Tony Arterburn of Wise Wolf Gold, and Tony has set up davidknight.gold to take you to his website, to take you to him, and let him know that you came through me. Always good to have you on, Tony. Thanks for joining us. Sorry we're a little bit late.
Can't hear you, David. I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. We're still having some problems. He had to update his Zoom, and I'm not sure what's going on with it. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right, good. Well, welcome to the program, is what I was saying.
Thank you, Jack. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I sent you this morning this thing. Maybe you'd seen it already. I thought it was kind of interesting article. Texas says that a digital gold depository is an illegal multi-level marketing scheme. And, of course, maybe the deadline is a little bit misleading because, like, a Texas gold depository? It's a Texas digital gold depository. There's more to it than that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that and why that's not the Texas gold depository that you typically deal with.
Well, yeah, it's very misleading. I'm sure it was used to get clicks. But what happened is the Secretary of State for Texas shut down a multi-level marketing company that was going to base itself in Texas and get people in Texas to invest in digital stored gold. And they're a company based out of Hong Kong. And of course, if you remember back in the summer, there was a big push by some in the Republican Party in Texas to get a digital gold Texas currency on the ballot.
That's right.
And that didn't go through, but it was a lot of headlines. And there was a lot of people pushing that here in Texas. I think you and I spoke about it, and I'm always just skeptical whenever the state wants to get involved in a currency. And so I oppose that just being skeptical of what the state does when they get their hands on it, because we don't need them, by the way.
Yeah.
But if you look at what Texas does, it does have a bullion depository. It's very professional. You can store your gold there, and really it's just keeping counterparty risk from affecting Texans. So Texans do have the ability to use the bullion bank that is run by the state of Texas. It's about 10 miles outside of Austin. They have this giant facility. But I think what this company might have been doing, and I don't know enough about this company based out of Hong Kong that wanted people to invest or store digital gold, and it's based on MLM and recruiting others. So I'm not exactly sure what they were planning, but they got shut down by the state of Texas. And that headline on Kitco, it made you look twice, like, well, what do you mean? What, did Texas shut down itself? No. And I still think that the Texas digital backed currency will come back in the headlines, in my opinion. I think there's going to be so many crazy things happening with currency, and even the states. Not all of them are a bad thing. But I do think we need to always be skeptical when the state gets involved in currency in general.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to be skeptical of that. And we also, I think it tells us something else, too, about the current situation we're in. When there is a massive sea change in public perception about the value of something and everybody wants to accumulate it, that's when the scam artists start coming in. Right? So that is another sign of the popularity of alternatives to the U.S. dollar that's there. And when we look at this, I thought it was funny. The name of the company was Billionico, like Billion Academy. And it was also very much like there was also a company that was a part of this. There's a lot of several different companies that were moving parts with part of this. Another one was Aratus, which kind of reminded me of Goldfinger's company, Auric Enterprises. Remember that? gold is AU, so it's like
that's right.
The chemicals. So people put that in there as a subtle hint that it's gold. But it had the hint of a whiff of Goldfinger in it, didn't it? When we look into this thing.
Did. And you're so right. There's going to be so many of these emerging companies or quote unquote opportunities as we see the dollars continue to decline in use around the world. As we lose the world's reserve currency status, that's going to affect purchasing power. People are going to be grasping at straws. Really, there is a phenomenon of coins being sold out there. I see a lot of people bringing me things that are commemorative and 24 karat gold plated, and it doesn't. You have to be very careful of what you're buying, especially these. There's a bargains always online. You can find a gold bar for 70% off. Well, I can promise you that's not real. I've gotten so good at this over the years that people bring stuff into my shop and they'll start to just start to hand it to me. And I go, oh no, it's fake. I mean, I can just tell by looking at it, but most people can't. And that's why it's always important. If you're going to buy, see the thing about this digital gold, I like cryptocurrencies. I buy mostly Bitcoin. I've disclosed that. I do like the technology, but you got to be careful when you're talking about buying anything digitally with counterparty risk. If you really don't own it, if you really don't, if you can't, turn that thing, whatever that codes are, the keys, if you can't turn it into something physical, then you've got a problem. And I think that that's a lot of people that haven't bought gold or bought silver, they come to me a lot. And the first thing they ask me is, am I going to get physical silver, physical gold? Are you going to actually deliver product to me? And I think, yeah, absolutely. What else would I deliver? And a lot of times you'll hear people, oh, well, there's certificates and other things that I would get. No, you don't want to do that. That's counterparty risk.
That's right. Yeah, you want to actually have it in your hands. Did anybody ever come in and try to sell you some of those Trump gold sneakers?
Yeah. Melt them down? Not yet. Not yet. I've yet to see them.
You know, it is physical. You can't actually hold it in your hand, you know. But
I imagine somebody will try to melt some. It'd be like trying to sell the T-shirts of the team that didn't win the Super Bowl, something like
that. Well, they say at the very end of this article, after they've clickbaited everybody into this thing, and it does sound like, you know, they're in Hong Kong and everything. They've got a hint of, you know, the Shanghai Gold Exchange and the gold and silver ETFs and things like that, where it's like, well, they really have that in the vault, that type of thing. You and I have talked about that many times. But they say the Texas Bullion Depository offers liquidity on the scale of COMEX and 100% all-risk insurance through Lloyd's of London, was created to eliminate counterparty risk for Texans' gold investments. The depository is located on a 10-acre campus in Leander, Texas, just north of the state capital of Austin. Is that were you involved with that, or is it some other place there in Texas where you are?
No, I don't have any involvement with the state Texas Bullion Depository. Not that I'm opposed to it. I deal with the trading floor in Dallas, and that's a private company.
Yeah,
it's a company called. There's several wholesalers that I deal with. There's a hub in Dallas around Walnut Hill in the 35 area where there's exchanges and refineries, and that's what I deal with. They also have the vaults for IRA storage and private storage. So that's where I deal with mostly. But no, I think it's good that Texas has that. I think every state should follow suit. Every state should make it legal for you to conduct business with legal tender of gold and silver, take the sales tax off of it. I'm all for that. I think that's a big move for liberty, for people in the future moving forward. That's a great hedge against the central bank digital currency too.
Is that the depository where the IRA people hold gold and stuff and silver and IRAs? Is that the depository, or are there yet other depositories that hold those IRA metals in Texas?
Well, the storage that I use is IDS in Texas. That's also linked to Dillon Gage, and they're a nationwide company. And of course, they have vaults all over the United States, but they're private. Mm-hmm. And you can use the Texas Bullion Depository in many ways. I don't have any dealings with them at this time. I think it's neat. I'm glad they have it. With my clients, everything I do is out of Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. From Texas to Thailand, we have, the Thai pension fund is shifting its assets now to gold and to oil. Looks like they're trying to play it conservative. I think there's a lot of people that are looking at, they got $35 billion, dollars in assets. And they said they wanted to get it out of things that are risky because of what they see in the risky economic situation, as well as wars, elections, and everything else. So the Thai pension fund is playing it conservative, going into gold and oil. Interesting, isn't
Smart.
It? Yeah.
Better play it conservative. Well, we need crude oil.
Yeah.
It's the lifeblood of civilization. That's why the so-called progressives and the multinationals, they want to shut that down. Then they slow the wheels of civilization. So they're playing it conservative. You know who else is playing it conservative, ironically, is central banks. And if you look at they're buying gold, record pace. China's buying it off the books and through subsidiaries. I wonder why. Why are they trying to accumulate the most gold? That's an open question. But, you know, if you look at the chart, David, it's really interesting. If you look at the chart of central bank gold buying and you go back to 2009, it was almost zero. It was I'm talking about all around the world. Central bank demand for gold on their balance sheets was almost zero. It wasn't zero, but it was almost zero. And that accumulative. And now you look at the amount of tonnage that they're ordering. I wish I could pull the chart up here on the screen. It's amazing. So you see the central banks are doing that. And the smart money is going to be getting out of whatever chaos. You're talking in this morning. It was a great presentation on the military industrial complex and just how rotten the state has become, the intersection of so-called business and government here in this country is absolute fascism. We're building this bloated Leviathan warfare state, funding all these things, and it's schizophrenic, actually psychotic, and this isn't going to end well.
That's right.
And you're talking about this isn't American. Like, yeah, you're bolstering. So I don't own defense stocks. I'm not buying. I don't want that blood on my hands. I don't invest in that. I don't care if it makes me so-called money. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. This is what's happening. This is what Washington's based off of. It's just pure evil, and they're building it. And it's a house of cards. That's coming down because it's unsustainable. Eventually, you meet reality. The rubber meets the road, and this isn't going to end well. So, all these entanglements I talked about on my show last week. If you think that it's just par for the course that we're giving Taiwan this kind of money now in 2024, when if you know the timeline in 1979 on January 1st, Zygmunt Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter cut off communications with Taipei. Mm-hmm. We agreed to a one China policy in 1979. What's different? Well, the difference is the military industrial complex is hungry. So all of the markets that whatever's happening right now are completely skewed. So to go back to this investment firm, they're right to get out of anything that is tied to this so-called market and stock market, because I don't know where you're finding profit. I don't know where you're finding equity in this kind of chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, it truly is amazing. And as I said at the beginning of the program, you know, how much is it going to cost us per household? $1,300 so far per household we've given to Ukraine. Just in this last bill, $730. And that kind of debt is very inflationary. And so it's going to hit us in those type. People say, well, okay, that's a deficit and we've never paid off the deficit. It just keeps accumulating. So I'm not really concerned about it. Most people have gone to sleep. They bought into this magic monetary theory. And yet what it does is it creates inflation. And that's what everybody is going to feel. And of course, you and I have been through that first round of inflation back in the late 1970s, early 80s. And it gets to a point where even after they decide, okay, we're going to start raising interest rates and doing some other things, they start pulling the levers and they can't really pull it back at that point. Because it's taken off.
It is amazing to watch.
They don't know how to fly it. Help, I can't fly this thing. I don't know how it works. You know, that's where we are right now. I think we're on the
absolutely right. But we are. And what's amazing is the old tricks that they're trying don't work anymore.
Yeah.
It literally hasn't done anything. They've raised rates faster than any time in history. We've talked about that many times. Why isn't the price of gold under what it was in August of 2020? It keeps going up. And the reason is because demand is up, because we're really ushering in a new financial system across the globe, David. BRICS nations are breaking away. They're creating a new digital currency and a currency system for trade. There was a headline the other day that Chinese imports of Russian oil are at the highest level ever. You know, it's funny. We talk about these wars and Speaker Johnson, all these interventions that we're doing. But you see the rest of the world starting to form their own alliances, and they form them economically. Yep. Those are the ties that bind. If you're watching it closely, if you're really paying attention, the stage is being set and the grand chessboard is reshuffling. I'm very, very cautious moving forward, looking at the environment, looking at the outlook. To me, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I try not to predict price or anything that's going on, but it's very fragile, David. And these other nations moving economically, binding themselves together, the United States blundering in. It's almost like we're not able to stop it, but it is this slow motion.
Yeah.
Like you can just see that we're what is it, slouching towards Bethlehem to be born. Like it's a William Butler Yeats poem. I mean, it's awful. And you see, you can't stop it. It's continuing to grow and grow. And, all we can do really here is to try to prepare, ourselves and our immediate family for these type of, economic, what did Jamie Dimon call it? Is that economic superstorm is what he said was going to happen about a year ago. And then I saw the headline on Drudge. He says, the economy's doing great. See, that's when I know things are really bad. When Jamie Dimon says that they're doing fine. Yeah.
He's the contraindicator, right? He's not like Pelosi's stock picks. You know, I feel like we're on some aging B-52 bomber going really slow, heading into this bombing run. We're going to get shot down. And we're trying to get the pilot to pay attention. And instead, he's left the cockpit. And he's trying to rip apart the electronics and the hydraulics and everything else on the plane while we're going into battle. You know, this is what we see doing. They're destroying everything in this country. They're like gremlins on a plane, pulling everything off. And yet they're flying us into enemy territory as a threat, you know, and we know we're going to get shot down. It's like, it's absolute insanity, isn't it?
I think you and I are both, we're both Shatner on that Twilight Zone episode, the terror at 20,000 feet, when he keeps look on the wing, there's a gremlin. He's tearing the plane apart. People, calm down, sir. Everything's going to be okay. I can see the gremlin, folks. That's what keeps me up at night.
Oh yeah. There's bunches and bunches of them. As a matter of fact, this Kitco article says, you know, we're not even in a recession. And look at what is happening with this in terms of the way that the Fed is acting. And I thought this is an interesting way to put it. They said Bitcoin and gold are going to sniff out this incoming massive money printing. It's not going to be $5 or $6 trillion. It's going to be 10 to 20 trillion because that's where we are in the leverage of the system. It's an endless debt, doom debt loop that we're in, and we've got to keep it going. And that's the only way. So they need liquidity in the treasury market. If that becomes dysfunctional, that's a major problem for the treasury because of all the deficits that we're running. So, you know, that really is where we are. They're just at this point, they've got to keep this thing going as much as they can. And they can't really shift gears and go in a different direction. They're kind of trapped as well.
Well, I'll say it again, the Federal Reserve Bank, the people that make the money, lost $949 billion on their balance sheet.
They don't know.
They lost money. Those are the people that make it. So things aren't good. I mean, it took us from 1776 to 1980 to go $1 trillion in debt. Now we do that every 90 days. So the wheels are off. No talk of fiscal sanity. This isn't coming out of Washington. The states are starting to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're building these bullion depositories, I oppose the Texas gold digital currency because I don't think the state needs to be involved, but there are certain measures that are positive, like taking the sales tax off of gold and silver bullion, being able to use it as legal tender. These are all positive moves. Okay.
Getting the state treasurer here in Tennessee to start accumulating gold. And they've done that in several states and said, you're allowed to do it. They don't require them to do it. They say, well, you're going to be allowed to accumulate gold and silver and some things like that because they're very concerned about what's going to happen to the entire financial system. And so just like this Thai pension fund where they're going to put it in gold and oil. Okay, you guys can invest in these commodities here to try to get out of this financial system that Washington is working very diligently to implode.
Well, that's why BRICS is such a challenge for U.S. global hegemony. You look at their emerging financial networks that they're putting together, the lifeblood of the American empire, the lifeblood of our bloated Leviathan, is fiat currency. It is the U.S. dollar. So if we lose that, if we lose the ability to print endlessly, which we are losing, it's not a theory. These are just statistics. You go 75% of all global transactions were done in 2001, 20 plus years later, it's 40% and declining because of the sanctions that are put on weaponizing the dollar throughout the last many decades. I just saw a headline that Russia was freezing hundreds of millions of dollars in J.P. Morgan Chase assets. So they're firing back. I mean, they don't have the same kind of leverage where the billions are frozen. And Janet Yellen was talking about how necessary it was for us to reappropriate those funds. But this is economic warfare. It starts in currency wars and goes to trade wars, and then it goes to actual kinetic wars. Unfortunately, you and I don't want any of these things. It's going to, especially in today's modern era, where you've got nuclear weapons and untold horrible things that could be unleashed. What did Einstein say? I don't know what World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Yeah.
And that's how dangerous this is. But that's where we're going. And the Pentagon, 3+ years ago, ran a simulation against a Gen Z Bitcoin revolt. That's the Pentagon running a war game on what would they do if they have an emerging generation of people not use the petrodollar. So this is real. They know what drives them, except the politicians, it seems, I don't know, they're like another species. They really don't understand history or consequences. I don't know, as having a conversation with a good friend of mine last night about evil. And it's like, does evil only infect weak people? I said, I think it really just goes after the uninteresting, because that's who they send to Washington. They're not just weak, but they're uninteresting and not introspective at all. They're not questioning their own judgment like any sane person would. So we're on this trajectory, David. It's the more your presentation this morning was excellent, especially bringing in Ron Paul.
Well, thank you.
Talking about, just how devastating this legislation has been, and the foreign aid and the provocation leading us into a potential cataclysm, all the while the financial system's falling apart. I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic, David. It's
well, we have leaders who know what's happening and who will speak out, but they're in the minority. And, when we look at our incredibly complex and expensive even defense budget, our super weapon has always been our economy and our money. And now they're destroying that as well. That's one of the things that Biden is doing. He's destroying the purchasing, the reserve currency. First thing he did was targeted towards that. It's like, are you kidding? That's the main strength of the U.S. military, is all that money. And yet, it's also being poured into extremely expensive and complicated weapon systems. I was just reading something about a simulation they did back in 2002. It struck me because the guy who was, they had a Marine general who was running, playing the role of the Iranians, and it was, in the Strait of Hormuz area and things like that. And he destroyed the entire American fleet. So they didn't learn anything. They just changed the simulation rules so they could win. It's like they're so used to doing this because they can control the money supply. But we've got these big, expensive weapon systems. We're talking about the big aircraft carriers are not going to work that well in the shallow water like that. Or whether you're talking about the tanks that are being destroyed, $10 million M1 Abrams tanks that are being destroyed by $500 drones. It's going to be a radical change like that. And that big leverage that we have in terms of capital investment in the military industrial complex and these incredibly complex systems, that's all just vanishing if it's not already gone. They just don't realize it yet. And then even, of course, our ability to be able to finance that stuff is going as well. So even if those complicated and expensive weapons gave us an advantage, which I don't think in the future they're going to, we are not going to have the financial strength to do that type of thing.
Well, we alone are the author and finisher of all of this. We created all these problems. You go back to the fall of the Berlin Wall and the fall of the Soviet Union. We had a once in a multi-generational chance to restore the American Republic, and instead we went on the Crusades. You had the Wolfowitz Memorandum in 1992, where Paul Wolfowitz drew up and basically the same thing that we're doing now, which is encircling Russia with NATO. This is just off the heels of us promising we wouldn't expand NATO if they would peacefully withdraw into their own borders after the fall of the Soviet Union back into Russia. So we've been complicit in our own demise, and we're bringing about all these enemies. We fractured all of our alliances, the real true alliances. We didn't build any new ones. We certainly created more and more enemies. I mean, people will talk about Iran as the premier nation sponsor of terror. Well, who are they invaded? I mean, I'm not defending Iran, but I mean, it's an open, who are they invading? What sovereign nations did they cross into? Again, these are we don't look at the big picture. All of our intervention has consequences. The CIA calls it blowback. You can call it whatever you like. But the rest of the world is tired of us. We have 40 different sanctions on 36 different countries financially. And that's not to mention all of our bullying that's gone on far too long. The rest of the world's caught on and they're done with us.
Well, that's why we got Iran in the first place, because of our bullying and because of our coup.
That ran Mossadegh.
In 1950. Yeah. So, I mean,
Operation Ajax.
We created that mess in Iran right now. Everything they do is because of, you know, it's a blowback to our Shah of Iran and our coup there. That's what we got in response. All of our foreign policy has resulted in more and more risk to us and to the world. And I think Iran is one of the best examples of that.
But, absolutely, and it's the genesis that's the beginning of our ventures and failed policies in the Middle East when we decided to overturn Mossadegh and Operation Ajax in the early 1950s, install the Shah of Iran. In 1979, you had the 444 days of the Iran hostage crisis, and you could get into what happened with John Lear and some of the other George H.W. Bush and the meddling in the election that was to be in 1980. You can talk about that. But that led us into all these conflicts that we're having now. The intervention always has a consequence.
Yes.
And we're left pretty friendless here at the end of the day. We've debased our currency. We destroyed our military, rotated into oblivion. We have no border. The rest of the world is watching. We don't even have the ability to have a border.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of confidence are we? And when we left Afghanistan, the way we left it, with the billions and billions of dollars worth of equipment, weaponry, and abandoning those who had helped us, translators and those who'd worked in the intern government and worked on the U.S. bases, and we just abandoned them. The rest of the world took notice. As a matter of fact, Saudi Arabia went and signed a deal with China right after that. Yeah. So,
well, I think in that same way, we need, as the American people, we need to realize with this latest deal that Washington has abandoned us. You know, we not a dime for the border, but $3.5 billion put in there for migrant welfare and other things like that to be used as the State Department sees fit. So, you know, absolutely nothing about America, or actually, you know, protecting America, and yet this is all done in the name of defense of America. It's amazing how hypocritical the whole thing is. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the gold market. What's going on with Wise Wolf this week?
Well, the gold market's pulled back a little bit, but it's hard to imagine that we were here at the $2,300-$2,400 range for gold. That was a swift rise. I think you and I were talking, 6-7 months ago, gold was $1,800 plus an ounce, and it had been sitting that same range for the last couple of years before that. It maybe broke 2,000 once or twice, after the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. There was a bump, but nothing like we've seen now. We hit all-time highs like five times in the last 45 days. I think there will be a little bit of cooling off now. I don't think that gold's going to, again, I don't know for sure, but I don't think that gold's going to go from 2,500 to 2,500 to 3,000 or something like that anytime soon. Probably will finish the year a little bit stronger, in my opinion. But that's just going to happen naturally, David. When people ask me if things are going to go up, the number's going to go up because the dollar's going to go down. What you're watching is the inversion and the loss of purchasing power of a currency. So, central bank buying is definitely driving it, because I'm watching transactions in my business are looking at smaller units of gold, whereas people are selling me ounces of gold. They were selling me larger bars of gold. I'm taking that to the trading floor in Dallas most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I guess that gold's going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I think it's central bank demand and demand by China is continuing to drive the gold price, and will continue to drive it for a long time. Even if even the stock market and the paper market starts to be in a recession, I still think gold will be in these. Will still have the same range in numbers, but it's hard to say. Silver is doing its thing. It's still under $30, and it's cheap. It's in the 27 plus range right now for spot. So I still think we're a couple hundred million ounces short. coming up on this year for physical silver. So the above ground stock is dwindling. I think that will eventually kick in. Mm-hmm. But these things take time, and I'm glad silver is cheap right now. You can still get some great deals on silver bullion. I think that's a great long-term play. Again, not really investment advice, but just housing your wealth. Mm-hmm. And we do that with the Wolfpack program, you know, the monthly membership program. Just try to make it affordable, easy, and give you some variety on the different types of coins and bars and a little bit of education.
Well, and of course, you don't give financial advice, but the people who do, I guess, Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, I mean, they're both of them are calling for big increases in gold. This article says Citigroup is now calling for $3,000 gold over the next 6 to 18 months, an upward revision of 40%. Goldman sees a $2,700 an ounce gold price by the end of the year. UBS is calling for $2,500 a year end price target. The bottom line is that inflation is not going to go away, as we point out. There's absolutely no way they're going to get rid of inflation. There's absolutely no way they're not going to continue to go into more and more debt and to accelerate the way that they're going into debt, especially when you come into an election year. And even though they might try to manipulate the interest rates coming into an election year, and that would be bullish for gold and for metals and for Bitcoin, all the rest of that stuff. And they start to lower interest rates. The stuff is going; it's going to hit the fan next year, regardless of who's there. And you know, they're going to just pull out the stops, I think, to try to do anything they can to keep this thing going. And then you've got the fact that they are deliberately looking to completely re-engineer the financial system. That is really what is behind this. That's why they got the gremlins tearing the plane apart, is because they want to completely re-engineer that and push us into a CBDC. And that's something that is unique that we've not had before. That's why I focus on, me personally, why I focus on having something that is physical, because I know how much they want to get us into the digital world so they can surveil and control everything that we do eventually. And so that's why I think, you know, getting into the physical world, getting into things that can be exchanged anonymously, that is, I think, a real key for the future, as much as any of the economic projections, I think.
Well, it is interesting. They're going to have inflation numbers are worse than they expected, but they also need to figure out how to stimulate the economy. Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do. It seems to me, getting closer to the election, David, if I'm a betting man, which I usually am, I would say that they were going to lower rates in the face of inflation just to get that temporary high.
Yeah.
Going into the last quarter of 2024. You're right. And if that's what these financial analysts are looking at, I mean, $2,500 gold doesn't seem that far away.
Yeah.
And those are giant jumps for gold. We'll just have to see how it all plays out on price. I'm not so much concerned about price as I am availability.
Yeah.
To be able to source it. It's not what people think it is. The supplies are not what people think they are. And so if you got to get with a good, make sure you have a good source dealer to get that. That's why I have a second location in Texas. It's why I've opened up the North Texas location, was trying to get more supply. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be an issue, but you're right about the central bank digital currency. All of this, in my opinion, is on purpose. They're looting the treasury, just getting ready for the great reset. That's what they tell you they're going to do. It's called a great reset. As a matter of fact, Zero Hedge had an article out that the World Economic Forum is applauding that 92% of countries are adopting central bank digital currencies. This is coming from Davos. Of course, it's the usual suspects, the multinational banking consortiums that are pushing this control grid. And the way to be outside of it is to have something that's decentralized. I like physical gold and silver.
Yeah.
It's got no counterparty risk in your hand.
That's why Catherine Austin Fitz talks about cash, talks about gold and other things like that, because you have to have financial transactional privacy. That's going to be a key thing in opposing this CBDC stuff. Well, and again, you know, gold is the kind of the tortoise, I think, that wins the race, you know, slow and steady. And there's another slow and steady way that you can accumulate that, and that is with Wise Wolf Gold and the Wolf Pack, where people can sign up at a lot of different levels and gradually accumulate that on a month-to-month basis, but then still get the discounts, as the bulk discounts of being in a buying group. And you got over 1,000 people now, right?
Almost 1,100 now. We got a big big bump after going on tinfoil hat, and that's just kind of spreading more and more. And the word of mouth helps out a lot. I'll be announcing soon. We're going to have an affiliate program come out soon, but I'm just so busy right now filling orders. I'm not doing any new marketing. I was like, okay, we got to make sure all the orders get filled. And it's, you know, you bump 200 members really quickly, and that'll teach you to do all that marketing, Tony. So I got to be careful. I'm going to be careful not to do that. So I've been filling orders, but we're really excited about it. And the more people that join, the better deals I can get. I think that our products are better than ever. I've seen, we got like almost 600 five-star reviews through our website, and people love it. I mean, I can't please everyone, but I do put a variety in every pack. I mean, even going down to the Wolf Cub at $35 a month, I put in gold backs. every level gets a gold back, and I've been buying lots of fractional silver, just stuff that you can use.
Yeah.
The same thing with the gold. I mean, I buy the sheets, the gram sheets of gold at, they're 100 in each sheet, and we'll take them out, take gloves and take them off and put them in a separate pouch in a coin flip. And I can cut your price. I'll save you $20 a unit on those.
That's great.
Just by doing that, instead of you buying it direct from one of the bigs. So, you know, we're not perfect, but we definitely try. And I think that we've got a lot of great products, and we can also go direct. I've had a lot of your listeners come over and roll over their IRAs and 401ks. And I've gotten that down to a science. So we're doing that every week. I think that's something for people to look into, especially if you're not comfortable with what David and I were discussing with these paper markets and looking at what these other large investment firms are going into crude oil and gold. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt in the markets for sure.
Yeah, it's looking a lot like the 1970s again, except that Gerald Slinty said instead of stagflation, it'll be dragflation, dragging everything down. So it's like, oh, that's good news. I mean, you know, he tells it like he sees it, and he's been really depressed lately. Because yes, he's looking at this stuff. So, you know, we do the best we can with what we've got. We have to always look at it realistically. You know, you don't want to say, well, I don't like that, so I'm going to ignore that. That's what the military does with their war games. We don't want to do that. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your support, Tony. Really is great to have you helping us here, and for such a long time. We really do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.